You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. As you may be aware, the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma's 109th annual meeting is just around the corner, November 9th and 10th at Oklahoma City Southern Hills Baptist Church. And connected to this meeting is a very important event for pastors, the Pastors Conference. The 2015 Pastors Conference is coming up. And to talk about that on this episode is Brett Selby, who is the BGCO's Pastoral Leadership Specialist. Brett, welcome.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be here.
Well, we're really excited about the lineup of preachers and keynote speakers. Tell us about the event and the plans and who some of the people on the program are.
All right. This year, our theme is Staying on the Wall, which is based out of Nehemiah, and even is more specifically, chapter 6, verse 3, when Nehemiah says, I'm doing a great work, I can't come down to you. And that was in reference to attempts to distract him from that work that God had called him to, which was rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. And so the theme is geared towards helping pastors be encouraged and inspired to continue in the work that God has called them to do in the midst of all the distractions they have to deal with.
I like that theme, and I love the book of Nehemiah.
Yeah.
It's such an inspiration. You know, this is a great lineup of speakers. I'm looking at some material that could be found at bgco.org/leadership. Who are some of the keynotes, Brett?
We have basically two groups. We have in-state guys and out-of-state guys. And of the out-of-state guys, James Merritt, who is the lead pastor at Cross Point Church in Duluth, Georgia. And he is well-known. Everyone knows James Merritt. He is a great preacher, great leader, high profile in the Southern Baptist Convention. And we're also going to have Greg Mott, who is the pastor at First Baptist Church Houston, a really historic Southern Baptist Church. He's got a new book out on the book of Acts, so I know we'll hear some about that. And Robert Smith, who is a professor at Beeson Divinity School in Birmingham, Alabama, he has been with us several times. It has been said of Dr. Smith that he can preach the paint off the walls, and he can, and it is, and he is awesome, and you'll always be blessed hearing Robert Smith.
Great.
So those are our out-of-state guys, but we have in-state guys as well, and sometimes the in-state guys knock it out of the park farther than even the out-of-state guys. We got Doug Melton, who is the host pastor for the convention. He's going to be preaching, going to be leading off, actually, on that day. Then we have Jeff Moore, who is a pastor from First Baptist Church Altus. Great preacher, great leader. Then we have Chris Wall, who is the senior pastor at First Baptist Church Owosso, who is kind of recently transitioned from student ministry. So a lot of our student pastors will still remember him, and we want them to come be a part of this as well.
That's great, Brett. That's a great lineup, and I know the committee who puts this together and you worked really hard to put on a good program. Of course, we mentioned it's at Southern Hills Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. It's happening Monday, November 9th, 2015. Now, the Pastors Conference blesses and challenges each year. I thought we could step back for a minute and talk about kind of the purpose and ways pastors would want to take part. What would be the importance here?
It's a time that pastors just come together, and that is always so valuable. They love it. I love watching them because you can see guys who maybe haven't seen one another for a year, and they come, they participate in the program. They also go to lunch, or maybe they go to dinner. It's just sometimes their wives are with them. It's just an awesome opportunity for them. It is a time that they get challenged. In addition to the preaching that they're going to hear, there's going to be some short testimonials that are going to be on video of some pastors who have really had to, really their testimony is going to be how they stayed on the wall. And so they're going to be short, but it's going to be an opportunity for a pastor to hear from colleagues, peers, about their life experience in regards to this whole theme. And I expect that's going to be very meaningful and powerful as well.
Great. You know, it sets the annual meeting off on such a right foot,
yeah,
to have these come together. Kelly King came on a separate broadcast to talk about the women's event connected to the annual meeting and some exciting plans there. But mark down the date now. Plan to be there now, Monday, November 9th, for the Pastors Conference, the 2015, Staying on the Wall. Now, Brett, in your capacity here with the BGCO and from your time in the pastorate, you're uniquely familiar with challenges that pastors, and particularly pastors in contemporary society, might deal with. What do you see as maybe a pressing issue for pastors today, and how might a conference or a time like this bless them or recharge them or equip them?
You know, somebody has described it as the whirlwind. Pastors get caught up in the whirlwind, which is just that daily, weekly, all of the things that have to be done on an ongoing basis. And you have to attend to these things. Unfortunately, sometimes the whirlwind consumes what maybe is really important. Another way of thinking about it is the urgent versus the important. And the very fact of coming to the pastor's conference, which means you're taking time out of your schedule, you're actually overcoming one of those distractions. And so you're able to come, you're able to hear inspiring messages, you're able to kind of recharge your batteries. So in effect, the pastor's conference both talks about and gives guidance and instruction as far as overcoming these distractions, but it actually gives you a chance to actually do that, which is ultimately the key.
I like that. I like that. And I love how you said the very act of putting this on your calendar, of showing up as a pastor, that says something.
Yeah.
So we would encourage everyone listening to this to do that, to check out the information at bgco.org/leadership. And to attend the Pastors Conference, November 9th, and then the annual meeting, November 9th, 10th, Southern Hills Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. Brett, thank you for helping facilitate this coming together, for coming on to talk about it. I know many were involved in the process and do a fantastic job planning it year to year. But Brett, thank you for telling us all about this.
Brian, thanks for the opportunity.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.